Then within Yerushalmi, corresponding to Irvin Bavli, Daf Sadites. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Samach Amud Beis, the second Mishnah, that's Halacha Hei. Oymed Adam Roshes HaYochid, Metalta Roshes HaRabim, Roshes HaRabim, Metalta Roshes HaYochid, Vashla Yotzi Chutz La'arba Amis. Or may stand in Roshes HaYochid and move things in Roshes HaRabim, or vice versa, as long as he doesn't take out something in Roshes HaRabim, outside of four amos. The yamal adam b'rushes ha'yochid, the yashdin b'rushes ha'rabim, b'rushes ha'rabim, the yashdin b'rushes ha'yochid, v'chein le'yorg. We may not stand in b'rushes ha'yochid and urinate b'rushes ha'rabim, or from b'rushes ha'rabim and urinate b'rushes ha'yochid. Similarly, one may not spit from b'rushes to b'rushes. Yudo ime af mishin nitlash roikai m'piv le'yahalich darad amos ad yorg. Yudo says that once saliva is gathered in his mouth, he may not walk four amos in b'rushes ha'rabim before spitting it out. The Gemara says, "Loi seif dov la imel rishis ha'yochid, metal to rishis ha'rabim, rishis ha'rabim, metal to rishis ha'yochid, avad shalai yotzi chutz v'dad amas." The Gemara says this is not unanimous. One may stand in rishis ha'yochid and move things in rishis ha'rabim, or vice versa, as long as he's not moitzi outside of four amas. Amar rav, masnisen amar kein layamal adam rishis ha'yochid, v'yishtach rishis ha'rabim, rishis ha'rabim, yishtach rishis ha'yochid, Elem Kain, Sefer Asa Lemechitza, Gevaya Asar Trochim, Divi Rebbe Meir. And Rav quotes the source of Meir says that there's a Mishnah later on that says that this is not unanimous because it says one may not stand Rosh HaYochid and unlock Rosh HaSarabim, or stand Rosh HaSarabim and unlock Rosh HaYochid unless he made a Lemechitza of 10 Trochim tall. Rav Amar, she said, Bekicha, Rabbi Yochan Amar Bekicha, Rav and Rabbi Yochan both said that Rabbi Yehuda discusses phlegm but not regular saliva. Rabbi Kain, Rabbi Yehuda kedatei damar mashke teifeach chibor. If you don't say this, Rabbi Yehuda would contradict what he said elsewhere. He said that mashke teifeach, which is a liquid wet enough to wet something else, is considered connected. Regular saliva in the mouth is not considered detached. And not is it forbidden to stand in Rosh HaYochid and urinate Rosh HaRabim, but rather even if he stands in Rosh HaRabim and urinates in Rosh HaRabim and it flows down to Rosh HaYochid, it is still forbidden. Amav Yosi v'Avun, Lesef Tavar Oimed Rosh HaRabim, Amashtim Rosh HaYochid, Lafilo Oimed Rosh HaYochid, Amashtim Rosh HaYochid, Mezgalgalin v'Yoldin Rosh HaRabim Asa. Yosef Ibun says that not only is it forbidden to stand in Rosh HaRabim and urinate Rosh HaYochid, but even if he stands in Rosh HaYochid and urinates to Rosh HaYochid and it flows down to Rosh HaRabim, it's forbidden. Amar Yosa Hada Amar Silayin Ha'imid Rosh HaRabim Nevoya Asor V'Rachav Abor Ein Shirifim Seichem Mayim Shemizgalgulin V'Yehodin. Amar Yosa infers that this teaches that a pipe standing in Rosh HaRabim 10 Tochim tall and 4 wide, it's Rosh HaYochid, or may not pour into it water that will flow and descend to Rosh HaSarabim. Come now to the next Mishnah, Halacha Zov. Le'yamad Adam b'Rosh HaSayochid, v'yishte b'Rosh HaSarabim, Rosh HaSarabim, v'yishte b'Rosh HaSayochid, and k'nechnis roishoy b'ruboy l'mokhem ch'hu shoysa. Or may not stand in Rosh HaSayochid and stick his mouth out and drink in Rosh HaSarabim, or vice versa, unless he bring the cup into the shoysa in which he's standing, which he would be liable, unless Rosh HaRuboy, his head and most of his body are in the same rishus that he's drinking from. Echein begas, the same applies to a wine press. Koilet adam min ha mazchila lamata me'asar ha'tfachim. Or maybe koilet means catch in mid-air water dripping from a gutter pipe within 10 tfachim of the ground. In a sino, mikol mokim shoise. Or may drink from a sino, a pipe that sticks out from the roof. In any case, even mitzav means his mouth is next to it. The Gemara says, Nicha b'rishus shusei b'rishus ha'rabim v'yishte b'rishus ha'yochid. Granted, one may not stand in Rosh HaRabim and stick his head out and drink in Rosh HaYochid, his mouth is in Rosh HaYochid, even if it's above 10. B'Roshus, it should say HaYochid, v'yishtu Rosh HaSarabim, ein pivlam ala me'asar ha'tfachim. Why is it forbidden to stand in Rosh HaYochid and drink in Rosh HaSarabim if his mouth not above 10 tfachim, which is considered a makom pator, so it won't be a malacha? Shnihi, shemizgalgalim v'yodin. The answer here is different because the water descends into his stomach, which is below 10 tfachim. Tani gamal shiroishay v'ruboy mifnim mali'itin oisay mifnim mibachutz mali'itin oisay mibachutz. Bice says, if the head majority of a camel are inside, one may force feed it inside. If its head majority of its body are outside, one may force feed outside. When his head and most of his body are inside, one may force feed it only inside. When they're outside, why may one force feed it only outside? Is its mouth not above 10 tochim, which is a makom pator? The answer of Yosi Rabun reverses the teaching. If his head and most of his body are inside, one may force feed it food inside when he stands outside. We're not concerned unless you take the food to where he is. If his head and most of his body are outside, one may force feed when he's inside. You should say now, Amar Rabbi Chiya v'chem bagas le'inyan ma'aseh. Ruchia says that the same applies to a wine press, and our Mishnah refers to ma'aseh, just like when we not drink in a different Roshua than he stands in, unless he enters Rosh Rubai there. When we not drink from a wine press without tithing, unless he enters Rosh Rubai there. We can am Rabbi Yaakov ba'achar v'shem Rabbi Chanina, shekol shleisha v'shleisha she'en smuchim le'mechitza ke'mechitza. We ask, why does our Mishnah permit to be koilet shem maschila, meaning a gutter pipe below 10, presumably it's less than 3 wide. If so, it's Rosh HaYochid, like the roof. Didn't Rabbi Yaakov Ba'achar say in the name of Rabbi Chanina that within 3 Tzvachim of Mechitza, like the Mechitza? And so the case is that it's more than 3 from the roof, but it's not 4 wide. Now, the question really is, if it was 4 by 4, it's not Rosh HaYochid, because goats can go underneath. One inserted a stick and it's surrounded by walls and it's in a Rosh HaYochid and he threw from Rosh HaRabim into it. Rabbi Yitzhak ben Elazar says that this depends on the argument of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon. Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's Rosh HaYochid even if goats can go underneath. We have a question now from Rabbi Yudin that the Mishnah says if a woman was standing on top of the roof and her husband threw a get to her, once it reached the airspace of the roof, she's divorced according to everyone. Even Rav Onan agrees that the air above Rosh HaYochid is like Rosh HaYochid. Blezer answers that one Mishnah discusses a roof with a railing around it. She's divorced after the get descended to the airspace within the railing. If it does not have a railing, it must descend within 3 trochim of the roof, because within 3 trochim of the roof is considered like the roof. Above the railing and above 3, we're going to say that she's not divorced. But now, if the mavchile is not 4 wide, why is it permitted only below 10? We already had the next few words earlier, so we skip now to Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rav Meihi Da'ama Adroya Es HaKosel Kegamum. The answer is, Rabbi Yehuda says that our mission is like Rabbi Meir, who says that you view the wall as if it's carved out, which means to complete the pipe to a shear of 4x4. Above 10, it's Rosh HaYochid, so we forbid Kolet, because it's like Motzi taking out from Rosh HaYochid to Rosh HaRabim. Be'akav Ha'acha B'Shem Rebelaza, Dibi HaKol, quoting Lazan, said it's like everyone, the case is that the Mazchila slopes 10 Tvachim, it's 3 Amos near the ground, and it's 4 wide, so it's considered Rosh HaYochid. Yosi Boy, in Mishtapeya, Asor Tvachim, Mitech Shlesha, Kagagain. Yosi objected that if it slopes 10 and it's 3, it's like the roof. Why is it permitted below 10? Tamon, Shein Asachnicha, Adama Adshaniach, Kancha Sarachnicha, Lakoshikin. Now it says there regarding the get, which need not rest, as we find regarding a get thrown over the roof, if it's thrown onto an incline, it's not valid until it rests. Here, Shabbos, so we require Hanacha, all the more so, we permit water falling from Mazchila, because it didn't have Hanacha. Amr Rabbi Chanina, Kaimei Rabbi Mana, Mikal Mokhaim, Leinach, Rabbi Chanina, asked Rabbi Mana, well, if so, also above 10 should be permitted because there was no Hanacha. Amalei Mekeren, she says, she yesh boy, reichav David, akil loinach, kilonach. Mana answered that since it's 4 wide, even if there was no Hanacha, we're still to consider it as if there was Hanacha. When we come to Halacha Zayin, bo, bushis arabim, ve chaliasai, gvoya, asarat rochim, Haloin shall gabov memalim memenu shabbos. This is if a pit of in which is a rabbin and its chulia, its lip is 10 tvachim tall, a window over it may draw water from it on Shabbos. Ashwith which is a rabbin, gavoya asor tvachim haloin shall gabov shevchen lesoicha mayim b'shabbos. If a waist deep in which is a rabbin is 10 tvachim tall, a window over it may spill wastewater onto it on Shabbos. Well, says in at roya amik gavoya. Do not view depth like height. The pit should be which is a yochid, even if it's cholia, is not 10 tvachim tall. Shame befir v'richav abo, the case is that the opening of the pit is not 4 wide, so the cholia must be 10 to complete the share of 4. Akadayim befarsun haya muflug, this is if the window is very close to the pit. If it's distance 4 tvachim, what is the law? Rabbishmu chadam anoysen neser v'chadam anoyetz kane v'liadinen manamadar v'lamanamadar. Rav and Shmuel, one of them said he puts a plank from the window to the pit, so it will all be airspace above Shisa Yochid, and one said he inserts a stick in between to stop people from passing through. We don't know who said this and who said that. In Madutani Shmuel, the Malam Asor, Shavusu, Dinama, Nesin Nesa. He infers, and Shmuel taught that about 10 are Rosh Shisa Rabim, carrying their Shavus, this shows that he said that he puts a plank. If there were two windows, distance from the pit, two Amoraim argued about this. One said that each makes a mechitza 10 tall from his window to the pit, and the other said he makes a plank 4 wide. The one who said 10 questioned the one who said 4. According to you, does it not turn out that two Rishuis use one Rishuis? Amalei, which is a rabbim vateles, the answer is which is a rabbim separates them and prevents them from being considered two Rishuis using one Rishuis.